Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the live line is Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. Mayor, just over the weekend, how do you come to grips with somebody from outside this community bringing terror to Buffalo?
It's hard to come to grips with it. Hard to come to grips with someone traveling for more than 3 hours in a vehicle, someone who probably had never been in Buffalo before, who came to this community with the express purpose and desire to kill as many black people as possible, to know that that kind of racial hatred, hate in general, still exists in this country like that is very jarring. It shakes you to your core. And to know that people with that kind of hate in their heart and head, hate of all kinds, is just a very frightening thing.
Mayor, it was shocking to hear that there were 10 lives lost, and now we have the names. All the names have been released, so now we have faces to go with these lives. Tell us about your visits with these grieving families.
What I can say about speaking to some of the grieving families is that these were beautiful lives. These were wonderful people. These are people that have families, grandmother, fathers, brothers, sisters, people that meant a great deal to their families, to this community, who were snatched from us, stolen from us by someone that they did not know, prematurely and unnecessarily because of a hateful ideology. Buffalo is a strong community. We need to continue to wrap our arms around the families of these precious lives that were lost, support these families in any way we can. We're known nationally and internationally as the City of Good Neighbors, and we are proving to the world once again why we're known that way, why we are recognized as such a loving community, and we have to radiate that love to these families and each other in this very difficult time that has had an impact on, yes, the people that live in the 14208 zip code, but people throughout Buffalo and Western New York.
When can we expect these funerals to start for the 10?
That's going to be up to the families when the funerals will start. Obviously, we will provide as much support to the families as possible. Clearly, investigations are still ongoing. The federal government, the state government, City of Buffalo, Erie County Sheriff's Department working closely together in a seamless fashion. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to speak to National FBI Director Ray. He expressed his condolences, his concern, and let us know that the full resources of the FBI will be utilized and available to get to the bottom of every detail and every angle of why this person came to this community and did this. These mass shootings are all too common, and we need to find a way to end this in this nation.
We know that there's already been an outpouring of support. There's the community fridge organized that food drive over the weekend. There's been people reaching out on how to help. If people are looking to take action, to be helpful to their neighbors in this time, what should they do? What should they be looking for to help?
Well, you know, we need to coordinate the helping. It can't be all over the place because then it can become chaotic. I know that we've provided the number of the mayor's office, 716-851-4841. We're working with the Buffalo Niagara Partnership to coordinate support, working with the Community Foundation of Buffalo to coordinate support, working with People Incorporated to coordinate support. Support comes in a coordinated fashion. Yesterday, I also spoke with Tara Ellis, the president and CEO of Feed More New York, to coordinate support. TOPS and their president and CEO understands the importance of the supermarket to the Jefferson Avenue community and is providing a variety of different ways to transport people to other stores, to deliver food, to make sure that people can get their prescriptions filled. West Herr Automotive and Scott Beeler, president and CEO of that corporation, committed $300,000 to grief counseling and other supports to help families of the 10 people killed be able to heal. Zephyr has committed $50,000 to funeral expenses. Reverend Al Sharpton has committed $50,000 and more to funeral expenses. So the outpouring of support has been just incredible, and it continues to come in on a daily basis.
Can you talk about the need to reopen this top store? It doesn't seem to be any debate at all over the fact that that's going to happen.
No debate whatsoever. I spoke to John Persons about that. The president and CEO of TOPS emphasized to him how important it is to reopen the store as quickly as possible. Governor Kathy Hochul has expressed her desire to see the store opened as quickly as possible, and TOPS is committed to that. So I don't think we'll see the store close for a prolonged period of time. Obviously, the investigation is still going on. Once the investigation is concluded inside the store, there will be things that the store will have to do itself to ready for patrons coming back in. Obviously, there were a number of employees that were in the store during the time of this vicious, hateful attack. Those employees are traumatized. They will need grief counseling and supports as well. But TOPS is very committed to reopening the store as quickly as they possibly can.
There are resources available, too. I know you mentioned a few, but yesterday, I believe opening in just a half hour or so from now, down in that area, resources for any, whether it's a witness or anyone having trouble dealing with this to utilize.
Yes, I want to thank Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz for that and Chairwoman of the Erie County Legislature, April Baskin. There will be crisis counseling at the Johnny B. Wiley Amateur Sports Pavilion on Jefferson Avenue, right down the street from the TOPS. They will be open from 9 a.m. To 9 p.m., providing counseling to anyone that needs it, family members of victims, people who witnessed this horrific crime, store employees of TOPS, even first responders, police and fire who are on the scene that might feel like they need to talk to somebody. People that live in the surrounding neighborhood who have been traumatized by what's occurred. Anyone that feels that they need to speak to someone will be able to speak to a crisis counselor from 9 a.m. today to 9 p.m. Today at the Johnny B. Wiley Amateur Sports Pavilion on Jefferson Avenue. After that, crisis services will be available to provide counseling to anyone in the community that needs it. And again, I want to thank County Executive Colin Carrs and Legislature Chairwoman April Baskin for making that possible.
Mayor Byron Brown is with us this morning. We've learned the suspect, Mayor, had plans to continue his attack after getting out of Tops to continue down Jefferson Avenue. How chilling is that if it wasn't for the BPD's response time of 1 minute?
It is chilling. This person had the intent of trying to kill as many people as possible, trying to take as many black lives as possible. The BPD response was swift. It was strong. It was professional. The shooter was engaged by police. He put a gun to his head. Police were able to talk him down, bring him into custody, and prevent any further loss of life. It is just scary. It is heart-wrenching to think of how many lives might have been lost if not for the quick response of the Buffalo Police Department, the heroic response of the Buffalo Police Department. And I must also, again, mention the security officer inside Tops, a retired Buffalo Police Lieutenant, Aaron Salter, who did engage the suspect, who was able to slow the suspect down somewhat. And if not for his heroic action, certainly more people would have been killed inside the store as well.
Mayor, thank you for the time this morning. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.